And right now, let's open the door and welcome our old friend into the studio. It's the Ticket Mouse who joins us. You want to climb up onto the chair there and get real close to the microphone, Ticket Mouse? Yeah, just real close to that microphone.
I just stand up on my hind legs.
Okay. Well, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Good to see you.
I just got back from the draft.
You went to the draft?
Yeah, I went up there with Norm.
Well, that's kind of strange.
Well, why? He's been taking young white male interns there for the past 15 years. Why can't he take a little male? I tell you, those production meetings are tense.
Are they?
Norm sits around shirtless and sweating, asking the interns how often they pleasure themselves.
Oh, he does that.
And then Goose comes in and sits on Norm's shoulders, facing the opposite way.
I never imagined.
That is tense.
Oh, God, that's funny. When they think no one's around, Norm and Goose act like Liberace and Richard Simmons. I mean, really gay. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Hey, guess what? Norm's gay.
He is not.
Ticket Mouse.
Oh, God. Boy, the Mavs sure are stinking it up.
Yeah, they have.
I'm going tonight.
Are you? Wow. Mm-hmm. Where are you sitting?
I'm going to sit at the baseline there.
Oh, wow.
Kind of dangerous, but
yeah.
I'm going to bite Mark Cuban on the scrotum.
Well, you can pull all good pranks, can't you, being a mouse?
Yeah, I'll get away with it, too. He'll blame it on the refs. God, I'm going on the Muther camp out.
You are?
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I guess that'll be good.
I'm going to stow away in Rich's pack.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right next to his Winston's and his NASCAR porn.
I don't think there's such a thing. NASCAR porn.
Oh, I love camping out.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm going to scurry down into somebody's sleeping bag.
Mm.
But not yours, Joe, because I don't want to die from all the bottom air.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
I'm going to tickle them.
No one laughs at their own jokes more than the Ticket Mouse.
No.
Oh, that's funny. I hope at the campsite I'll be able to find enough food, though. You know, it's hard for a little mouse to scrounge up enough food to keep him going.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because George and I have a gift for you. We caught wind that you were going to the camp out, and so we have a 50-pound bag of cornmeal for you. We just thought we'd give it to you, and you can take it to eat.
There
you
go. Ready?
Oh, geez.
Why'd you throw it over there?
Uh-oh.
You clobbered
him. I wasn't thinking. I just thought he could catch it, and I wasn't thinking.
Jacked.
Are you okay?
Jesus.
Are you okay?
Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm so hot.
Oh, listen to that.
I can't breathe.
Here,
well, let me lift the sack off.
Give him mouth to mouth.
I see a bright light.
Uh-oh.
I see Mouse Jesus beckoning me. Oh, he's with Abe Lincoln.
Oh, what? That's weird.
And Carl Weathers. Oh, and there's sweet Heath Ledger.
Oh no.
Don't go to the light. Don't go to the light.
Going into Heath Ledger's arms now.
Get that little stretcher. Get that little stretcher
You'll be
out.
Okay. You'll be okay.
Hang in there. Oh, geez.
Oh, boy. Sounds like you just gave out there.
Yeah, I don't feel a mouse pulse.
Huh.
And I put my cheek down to his snout, and he's not breathing.
He likes to play possum, though. He's done this before. He overreacts.
No, I think he's gone this time.
He overreacts.
And it's my fault. I killed him. I killed the chicken
no,
mouse.
No, you didn't kill him.
I'm just fine, you MFers.